In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's one of the great traditions in not only college sports, but all of sport in the world. It's Script Ohio. It's Ohio State Buckeyes. And joining us is somebody who just took part in that great tradition just a few weeks ago on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is as iconic as it gets in college football. 2-time Heisman Trophy winner, Archie Griffin, Buckeye legend. And he joins us now. Archie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
All right, what was that like? You've had a lot of moments throughout your career, your post-career. You've been celebrated. You've got statues not only in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, but also the Shoe. But you got to dot the I, something a very, very privileged few have been able to do.
Oh, it was absolutely incredible. You know, I had no idea that I would ever have the opportunity to dot the I in front of folks that were in Ohio Stadium. It came true. I mean, I never thought it would happen, but it came true, and it was unbelievable. My whole family pretty much were there. It was everything I expected it to be after I was notified that I'd get to do it. So it was fabulous.
All right, when you were doing it, were there any nerves? Because I have seen in the past camera guys or people that are on the field that shouldn't be get decked by the sousaphone when they violently turn around and go through their motion.
Oh, no, I wasn't expecting that to happen for sure. As a matter of fact, I went over to one of the band's practice a couple days before dotting the I just to see what I would be doing. And even then, when they started doing the Script Ohio, I got a little enamored with them doing the Script Ohio, watching them do it. And I almost got to go out there when I was supposed to go out there. And the sousaphone player the drum major kind of nudged me a little bit and told, come on. And I had to hurry up to catch up with him. So, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking a bit.
Is Script Ohio the favorite of your pregame traditions?
Oh, it really is. One of the things that I also love is seeing the band come down the ramp. I mean, that is something that to me is very, very exciting. And when you play the game, you never see that because you're always in the locker room. But I'll never forget when I had the opportunity to really see it when I got through playing at Ohio State. I thought that was absolutely outstanding. And to see the drum major drop back and bend all the way back and have his hat touch the ground, That's incredible as well.
How staggering is it? And we're talking to Archie Griffin right now, and, you know, lifelong Ohio guy. You understand football in this football crazed state better than almost anybody. That all these years later, for a Columbus kid and an Ohio kid like you, that you are still this firmly entrenched with Buckeye football, that all these years later, you are still so highly regarded and being able to take part in the great traditions at Ohio State.
It's really a wonderful feeling. I mean, I was born right there at Ohio State University Hospital, the Webster Medical Center now, but, you know, it's absolutely unbelievable. When I was a kid, lived in the Linden area, me and a couple buddies, we used to go over to Ohio State and watch the pregame activities and stand behind the fence and try to watch through the fence and things of that sort. So for me to have that opportunity to actually go to Ohio State and then play there, and then, 50 years later, being honored the way that the university honored me, which was absolutely phenomenal. It's been great. It's been absolutely great. It's something that, again, I'm glad that I'm here to enjoy.
Was there ever any at all consideration about any other school when you were young?
Oh, absolutely. I really didn't think Ohio State would recruit me because when I was in high school and when I was coming up through junior high school, they really didn't have a lot of Columbus, Ohio public school players at Ohio State. I know when I was a senior at Ohio State, they had one guy by the name of Larry Wiggins who went to Marion Franklin High School here in Columbus. And that was the only Columbus kid that I remember being right there at the Ohio State University on the team. So I really didn't think that they would recruit me. So when I was playing high school football, one of the schools that I was very interested in was Northwestern University because I liked the fact that it was a small school and the fact that they were pretty good at the time. As a matter of fact, my senior year in high school, Northwestern, I think they finished second in the Big Ten, but they had beaten Ohio State at Ohio State. And they were very, very interested in me. The school up north was very, very interested in me. As a matter of fact, when Bo Schembechler was living, I sat on a board with him for the National Football Foundation Honors Court. And Bo used to tell me all the time, Woody would never have recruited you if I hadn't recruited you first. And I never thought about that, but, you know, maybe there's some truth to that. But Ohio State did recruit me. Rudy Hubbard was the backfield coach at the time, and he recruited me. And Esko Sarkinen was the guy that recruited the Columbus area. And they came over to some of our practices. I know Esko Sarkinen came over to some of our practices. And my high school football coach told me that Ohio State was really interested in me. And I'll never forget Coach A's calling over to Eastmore High School. It was after the football season of my senior year. I was in wrestling practice, and he called the wrestling coach and asked if he could speak to me before I went out to practice. And the wrestling coach came in the locker room, got me, told me Woody Hayes was on the phone, and I really didn't believe him, but I went into his office, got on the phone, and lo and behold, it was Coach Woody Hayes. And I remember him inviting me to dinner that night, and I remember being all excited, hurrying home after practice to go to dinner with Coach Hayes. And I got there, and we had a good conversation, but I really didn't think he was really that interested because really all he talked about was an education and the importance of getting the education. And I was thinking, well, maybe.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Maybe he looked at me, considered me to be very small, and was no longer interested. But the fact of the matter is Coach Hayes was a man who was really concerned about education, and he wanted to make sure that the athletes that came to Ohio State wanted to make sure that they got a good education. And I'm so glad that he did that because that was so very important as well.
Archie Griffin, join us on the hotline. Just quickly on Woody. Is there anything that you think all these years later people get wrong when it comes to Woody Hayes?
Well, I think he was a great football coach, no question about it. But I really think that he was a better person than he was a coach. And I say that because the man was a great leader. But what's most important about him was that he cared a great deal about the people. That's what was so impressive about Coach Woody Hayes. You could go to Coach Woody Hayes and you have a problem, he would do whatever he could to help you with that problem. I hear all the time about former athletes who played for Coach Hayes who came to him and had some problems, and he helped them out. somehow made ways for things to happen for them so that they could get over those problems or get over a hurdle that they were going through at the time. I mean, Coach Hayes was just that type of person. And when I talked about education earlier, he meant that. I mean, there's so many guys that left school without their degree that he called them up and told them they need to get back in school. And he would be on them all the time about going back to school. And they would come back and they would finish and they would get their degree because Coach Hayes was on their case. And they knew that he cared and he wasn't going to stop until he got that degree.
Archie Griffin joining us on the show. You're a two-time Heisman Trophy winner. How much does it mean to you to be the special one out of the Heisman Trophy family that has won two? Is it something that, like, Lyman and I kind of made a little bit of a passing joke, nothing serious about Tim Tebow and the possibilities that he had of winning two at one point. How much does it mean to you to be the only two-time winner?
Well, you know, just to be a two-time winner, it certainly is special. I don't look at it as being any more special than anybody else, to be honest with you. I'm honored for the fact that I've been able to win two Heisman Trophies. But I got to tell you, I look at that Heisman Trophy, those Heisman Trophies, as team awards. I truly was in the right place at the right time with the right people. I mean, I played with some truly outstanding players who I always say made me look good enough to win two Heisman Trophies. And I'm so very, very thankful for that. But you know, it's special to have two. I mean, I'm certainly special to have one, but to have two is, I guess, a little extra special. You know, I don't worry about it as much as other people worry about it. I know when I'm in New York during the Heisman season, when they're getting ready to announce the Heisman Award winners, if somebody had won it their junior year or won it their sophomore year and they're back the next year, when they announce the winner, my phone goes off with people telling me that, you're still the only one that won it. But yeah, so it's certainly special, but I don't look at it as anything more special than having won it once. But I'm certainly glad that I've got two of them, and it really speaks for the teams that I played on during my time at Ohio State University.
I was going to ask if you popped the champagne like Mercury Morris every year that, like, Jameis or Caleb Williams or Manziel didn't win it, but it seems like you would not be that kind of guy.
No, I don't do that, but I would not say that my friends don't do that. So,
Archie Griffin joining us on the show. So, well, what are the prospects of this year's Buckeyes here? Is the sky the limit for this team? I know they haven't played the stiffest competition in the first two games, but it looks like, man, they are razor sharp.
You know, the expectation is really off the charts for this team, and there's some great talent on this team. And the key to this team is going week to week. I mean, taking it game by game, focusing in on those games. Because the talent's there to really go all the way. I want to first win that Big Ten and then look at that playoff and just, again, take it game by game. But there's going to be some challenges on the way. I like the way that, in my opinion, the way that they improved from game one to game two. I mean, I thought that was a big improvement, especially on the offensive side of the football. I thought that was phenomenal, and I like that, and I'm hoping that those guys will continue to improve the way that they've improved from game one to game two.
Now, obviously, the sport continues to change. I mean, I'm looking at old highlights of you in 74 in the Rose Bowl against USC, and now that is going to be, if not a yearly thing, I mean, Ohio State could see USC here and there in the Big Ten slate. How crazy is it for you to think about that and how the Big Ten is no longer your Big Ten?
Well, you know, you knew that things were going to change from an NCAA standpoint, from a college football standpoint, and from a Big Ten standpoint when you saw that the SEC added Texas and Oklahoma and some other teams. So you knew the Big Ten was going to grow. I just did not expect them to go from East Coast to West Coast. I thought it would be more Midwestern. But the fact of the matter is we are from coast to coast. It's a change. I know Coach A is probably rolling over in his grave knowing that seeing the change, but it is here, and it's something that we've got to deal with. I think it's a phenomenal conference now when you look at the schools that are in the Big Ten. I think it's a great conference, and I think this is a conference that's going to compete each and every year for a national title with the teams that we have in this conference. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, to be honest with you.
I didn't know how it would look, but I actually totally agree with you, Archie, about the Big Ten. Archie, we can't thank you enough for the time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again soon, sir.
I look forward to it. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.